Hey everyone, Eric here. I am the host of the Unseen Paranormal Podcast. Join me for a new episode every Wednesday as I delve into the unseen world with historians, authors, researchers, and investigators as we try to understand and make sense of the paranormal. You can listen to past and future episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or at unseenparanormalpodcast.com. Please like the show on Facebook and share with your friends. And remember, some of the scariest things are unseen.
Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we take you on a ghost tour to some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans is such a fun place to visit. Just about everywhere you go is something strange or spooky going on.
Well, today we're going back to Middle Tennessee to talk about City Hall in Gallatin. Alan, can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about it?
When I started writing Southern Ghost Stories, Ghost of Gallatin a few years ago, I had heard a lot of stories about weird things that took place around the square. The small town was ravaged by fires in the 19th century, and a general in the Union Army hanged approximately 100 people on the square while it was occupied in the 1860s. Well, one place I kept hearing about just off the square was City Hall. It's funny, since it's a building where the mayor's office is located, everything I was told was off the record, and no one really wanted their names attached to what I was doing, because, as everyone told me, they didn't want their family to think they were crazy. But I spoke to several people, and everyone I talked to had similar stories. But let me back up a little bit. Gallatin was established in 1802 and was named after Albert Gallatin, who was a Secretary of the Treasury under Presidents Thomas Jefferson and James Madison. He was also instrumental in getting Tennessee added as a 16th state to the Union in 1796.
That year, James Trousdale, a veteran of the American Revolution, cashed in on a large land grant in Sumner County, Tennessee. 5 years later, the family sold several hundred acres in order to establish Gallatin, and a town square was drawn up by the surveyors. Land speculating was a big business back then. Plots were sold and the town grew, and James's son William Trousdale, along with his friend Andrew Jackson, both bought prime pieces of property for very little, then held them for a while before flipping them as the town grew up around it, making a huge profit.
Jackson knew when to buy low and sell high, especially when it came to setting up towns. In fact, Old Hickory did the same thing in Memphis. The town was founded by him and two of his friends, John Overton and James Winchester. It was on property all three of them owned. As Memphis grew, the three men sold their property and made a killing.
But back to Gallatin. Andrew Jackson actually bought several pieces of property around the Gallatin Square. One of those was the old law office on the east side of the square. We talked about that on a previous podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I would encourage you to do so. Anyway, another plot of land that was bought by the future 7th President of the United States was the future home of the Gallatin City Hall on West Main Street, right in the heart of town.
Gallatin City Hall is said to be haunted by the spirit of a lady wearing a long flowing white dress and has her black hair pulled up in a bun. The woman's been spotted on the first floor of the building and has been known to float through the walls.
Although the lady in white has only been seen on the first floor, maintenance men and janitors who work on the second and third floors often hear strange, unexplainable noises after dark. It's easy to chalk those up to noises or to the air conditioner, but there are some who work in the building who get freaked out if they have to stay late.
One longtime employee told me she hasn't necessarily seen anything personally, but she's heard all the stories from reputable and respected people. According to her, as soon as the sun goes down, she's out the door. And she told me she won't come back until the sun comes up the next day. After I finished writing the Gallatin book, I got an email from one of the people who works in City Hall. During a lunch break, they were talking to others in the dining room in the basement about the book I was doing. As they were talking about the supposed spirits in the building, the lid of the trash can slid right off into the floor, and there was nobody even around it. After everyone let out a nervous laugh, they finished their meal and got out of there and went back to work. Gallatin City Hall is directly across the street from the First United Methodist Church. We also covered that building and its controversial preacher, Reverend Sherman M. Merrill, who killed his wife and fled town in a previous podcast. There's so much history in Gallatin, and we really went in depth in our book, Southern Ghost Stories, Ghost of Gallatin. It's available at Amazon.com, as well as Pickled Treats in Gallatin, or as some of my friends call it, the Spooky Pickle.
We hope you enjoyed our episode on the Gallatin City Hall. Please check out our website, southernghoststories.com, where you can find old podcasts as well as the books we've written. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had. And feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
And those books Chelsea mentioned are Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Haunted Hotels, Ghost of Gallatin, and our latest, Murfreesboro, Spirits of Stones River. Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we appreciate everyone who's taking a few minutes to do it. Please come take another ghost tour with us next time as we head back down south to St. Augustine to talk about Castle Warden.
And a town square was drawn up by the surveyors. Surveyors. I think I'm thinking way too hard about that word.
You are.
It's just funny because that sentence, you have it ending with an exclamation point, but yet you just go floating through the walls. You don't say it with an exclamation point ending.
Oh. Okay.
To be. Has been known to float through the walls. That's an exclamation point.
Well, do you want to do this paragraph?
Nope. You already got it.
Did you hear about that cheese factory in France that caught fire and blew up?
Yes. Debris was everywhere.
You can't be stealing my punchlines.
Then don't tell them to me ahead of time.
Boom, 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 boom.
Are you trying to think of another one?
I'm trying to think of another joke. I just can't think of any right now.
Hold on. What do you call an ant who fights crime? A vigilante. No, it's Joel, age 10, came up with it.